Welcome back to the Hughes Office Equipment Intermission Report. It's time for tonight's Unified Bank Nailers Profile, and we're going to throw it back to the alumni tonight as we have a player from the 2013-14 team in the building. It is former Nailer Colin Mulvey. And Mulvey, I know that you're always enjoying getting a chance to see your old team play, but you're also here on business today. So what brings you back to the Ohio Valley?
So first of all, it's good to be back. I didn't think I ever would be back, but it's good to be back. Today, I'm here to meet with the equipment managers for the Reading Royals and the Wheeling Nailers. Since leaving the ECHL, I did a few other ventures, but I stumbled into a clothing apparel company. So I'm here to outfit the teams.
What's the name of the clothing apparel company? How did you get started into that? Is it something that you run? Tell me some of the details on this.
So the name of the company is called Lugaroo. The whole idea of the company came through, I was always unsatisfied as a player with the antiquated designs and styles that we had for products that the teams would give us. So I started to think, like, I want to create products that people actually want to wear and that they'll want to wear outside of the arena. If you walk through a hockey locker room, all you'll see is Lululemon hanging on the shelves. So why don't we create a product that has a similar quality to Lululemon, but offer it to a team so they players want to wear it, and it's kind of like an advertising for the team as well, because the more logos and graphics that these players have, they're influential people out in the community, so it brings more eyeballs to their teams as well.
Boy, it seems like everything these days is Instagrammable and making sure you get the eyes on it and the clicks on it. What kind of clothing are you targeting? Is it primarily shirts and pants? Are you looking at hats too? What is some of your big driving sellers?
The biggest driving sellers, I would say, are the fitness apparel side. So it'd be hoodies, t-shirts, long sleeves, compression, shorts and pants. And I also do hats as well. I make some really awesome hats that are sweat proof, because I know most guys wear hats in the locker room, and after a good season with the same hat, it's yellow and it's got the sweat ring. So I created this material that doesn't age and yellow as a normal hat would. The idea is just to create luxury high-end products that people want to wear. And I want to be able to outfit the team head to toe. Whatever their needs are, I'm small enough and nimble enough at the moment to do custom orders and create personalized products for the teams.
What gets you more excited, the functionality of an item or the design and the look of the item?
100% the functionality. Obviously it has to look good too, but I want it to feel great. I want the best thing that I can do is when I hand somebody a new product and they put their hands on it and they smile because of the feel of the fabric. And then I want someone to put on a product and not know what logo it is and just be like, wow, this fits great. This feels great. What is this? It's not a brand that's driven by the logo itself. It's a brand that's driven by the technical functionality of the products. And then it happens to have a logo on it.
You're a college guy, Norwich, if I remember back to your playing days. And was that something that you had in mind down the road, that maybe you'd want to go into the world of running your own business or doing the clothing thing? Or is this something that, just as you mentioned, being a player, it just kind of sprouted and, okay, this is now where I want to go in life?
Yeah, so I never had any intention of getting into the clothing company was at school. I actually went to school for civil engineering, so it's quite a departure from building bridges and roads. The idea, yeah, it came just... I was honestly too poor and too cheap for most of my life to be able to go to the tailor and get things done. And as most people who play hockey know, that we don't have the standard body size, so nothing off the shelf fits you. So I went and bought a sewing machine at some point during my pro career, and I started tailoring all my own products. And then one thing led to another. I'm on a flight to Colombia to meet with factories and see what this apparel industry could do for me.
Let's talk about some of your favorite memories on the ice here in Wheeling. You and I were talking before this interview about that 2013-14, a very good team, reached the second round of the playoffs that year. For my money, right up there with the finals group since I've been here, of one of the most talented teams that I've gotten to be a part of. What was your biggest takeaways and some of your favorite memories from that group in 13-14?
Most of my favorite memories from that group, I don't think I can do to say during this intermission report. But... I think my favorite on-ice memory was one game, the refs ended up wearing a GoPro on their helmet, and I ended up scoring a one-timer goal, and the ref was directly behind me, and I still have the video clip on my phone right now, and it's just a really cool moment to, like, reminisce that I played hockey, because in my day-to-day life, it's so far removed that I actually used to play hockey. Like, looking out on the ice, I'm like, oh, geez, I cannot do that today. I don't know how I ever did that. But yeah, I enjoyed my time here in Wheeling. We had, like, awesome people. The only thing I didn't like was the raccoon that lived in my attic of the cabin at Ogle Bay. We weren't on good terms, but everything else is good.
Do you still talk to any of those former teammates today? Was there anybody that you were especially close with from that group?
The person I speak to the most is Sahir Gill. I actually speak with him quite often. I didn't for a while, then about a year ago, we kind of rekindled our friendship. He's actually been pretty instrumental with the success of my company. He got me in contact with an ex-Wheeling Nailer, Connor Lean, who runs Top Line Hockey. And they were one of my first real big customers. And from there, it's kind of been a stumbling block to where I am today. But yeah, a lot of my success can be traced back to the roots here in Wheeling with Sahir and with Connor Lean.
That's outstanding. Tell the fans how they can follow you, check out some of your stuff, and try and help you succeed even more.
So I have a website. The website is www.lugaroo.co. A lot of O's in there. on there, right at the moment, most of my sales is just directly to teams, so it's built out as a wholesale function. Over the summer, I'm planning on transitioning into a retail market as well, so hopefully stay tuned for that. And then at the moment, I only do a TikTok. I know it's strange for a 32-year-old man to only be on TikTok, but I kind of see that as the future, so you can find me at Lugaroo Co. on TikTok as well.
That's awesome. Colin, congratulations on all of your success. This is super cool to be able to see what you're putting together here. And I can't wait to see this gear, this merchandise all around the ECHL. You're on your way, man. This is great.
Yeah, I think big things are coming. This year I had 9 teams in the East Coast have some of my products. Next year I hope to have 15. The following year I want to have all 32. And then also in the third year I want you to see this brand on the big screen in the NHL.
Seems like a perfect goal to have. Colin Mulvey, former Nailer from the 2013-14 team, back in downtown Wheeling here tonight. More of our intermission report brought to you by Hughes Office Equipment comes your way next on the Nailers Broadcast Network, presented by Main Street Bank.